So, Teji, how does an accomplished scientist who works in a research laboratory at the University of Pennsylvania end up with a huge backpack of animals on top of Everest? How did this happen?
Well, that's part of it is serendipity, right? So we peaks like Everest and Denali have been used as a lab to study fundamental respiratory physiology. And since muscular dystrophy, my research of interest, area of interest, hypoxia is a big problem. This is something worth studying in the real world. So the serendipity was, first of all, a colleague of mine, Professor Larry here at Penn, who is a pioneer in respiratory physiology in the mountains, and actually some of the previous studies done from him when he was at Penn were done on Makalu, another peak in Nepal with Edmund Hillary, on the Silverheart, so to speak. So where I kind of lucked out as being a climber, you can't really do these things yourself, but I had a very good colleague, Gabriel Willman, who's now back in Germany, who's a very good climber, and we did a series of experiments together. So for Denali, we carried the Drosophila model for muscular dystrophy. And on Everest, we carried mice, and we did experiments on ourselves. We also carried flies, but we couldn't actually carry them up. Being cold-blooded, they were a bit more challenging to carry. And the data that we got from it was incredible because this is a real-world experiment. So on Denali, for Mount McKinley, for example, we could study how dystrophic flies were affected more by hypoxia than normal flies. And on Everest, we could make a profile of what oxygen changes occur to your blood. This was actually done more from a muscle performance point of view to look for doping, but the data that we got is just as applicable for muscle hypoxia as anything else.
Oh, wow. So obviously right now there are probably more people on ventilators than ever before. However, what are parts and features of hypoxia that you really wish more people were aware of?
Yeah, so this is, I mean, suddenly hypoxia is up front and center in everyone's consciousness, in part because of COVID and the really severe hypoxia that the disease like, lung infections cause. But for instance, for muscular dystrophy, this occurs because of a weakness in the muscles. One thing that people are very unaware about, just simply even things like sleep apnea, is when, and certainly from personal experience, one can feel it is when you are hypoxic, even though you've got a mask and everything, it's really quite disturbing. And for instance, for sleep apnea, patients find that the masks are very constricting. On peaks, you literally want to take the mask off, and then you find you're struggling so much with the hypoxia that you've got to put your mask on. And at the end of the day, the supplemental oxygen isn't enough because if you have fluid in your lungs and so forth, from high altitude or from a disease pathogenesis, oftentimes that supplemental oxygen, which is really required, doesn't really get to the tissues. So it's quite complicated, the whole situation. Not as easy as just giving oxygen and solving, or putting a person on the ventilator and solving the problem. So that's something that I think people are not aware of, that it's not a fundamentally easy problem to solve, even with ventilators, even in an ICU.
Thank you so much.